Good evening and welcome to the Oceana Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for January 9th, 2008. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Brookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda tonight. And if I could have you announce your name and residence, please.
My name is Richard Sadowski. I'm a citizen of North Morro Bay and a mechanical field test ops engineer by profession and a grade 4 collection system wastewater operator. Good evening, board. I haven't met any of you except for you, Ms. Mann. We met back in the summer of 2004 when you and Shirley Bianchi showed up at the Cayuga Sanitary District and helped advise the Cayuga Sanitary District board president and staff on helping them stop the formation of the CSD. What I'd like to address the board today is I have a handout for you. And Marna there is going to be pointing out some things. I would like to explain the cycle of development in San Luis Obispo County. First, allow me to identify the primary players. J.F. Shea Company, Inc., a $3 billion development and management company. Under the J.F. Shea Company umbrella are Syntex Homes, Shea Homes, Builders of Affordable Housing, Golf Course Development, Water Supply Management, and Mining. Another player, Gerald T. Shea, San Luis Obispo County District Attorney, an elected official, and owner-builder of affordable housing. Slo County Building and Planning Public Works Staff, Municipal Building and Planning Public Works Staff, and special districts in LAFCO areas, for example, the Cayuga Sanitary District. By having staff members in key positions within the building department processes and ignoring the conflicts of interest of elected and appointed officials, the profit-making machine of J.F. Shea Company can continue to operate in Slo County. By giving special privileges to permit facilitators working within this network, proper due process and environmental review are bypassed. For example, federal and state national pollution discharge elimination laws, like drainage, which are enacted to protect the public health and safety in our environment, have been and are continually being ignored. Without proper enforcement, the protections which the laws provide are nullified, and the players involved and individuals within the county system. Thank you for this opportunity to address you, board, and have a great meeting.
Thank you. Anyone else like to make a public comment at this time?
Yes, good evening, Chair. My name is Marla Jo Bruton. I'm a resident of North Morro Bay. And I was looking at your reports of district representatives, item 10 on your agenda. And I was curious if Director Mann is still on the LAFCO board. And if she is, Morro Bay would like to know how you voted on the decision to strip the sphere of influence from Morro Bay. What was your vote?
I voted to reduce it, but I was for the dog park for you people.
But you did vote to reduce the sphere of influence. We're not real happy about that. We just wanted to let you know that we're looking at the people who didn't help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment at this time? Okay, hearing none. Brings us to item number 4, board member items for discussion. I'll start with Pamela.
Let me get my glasses on so I can get to this.
Okay.
I wanted to make everyone aware that the Planning Commission is meeting tomorrow to discuss the mobile home conversion. So they will be talking about that tomorrow. It affects over 2,000 members of our community. Planning staff has made some changes, but we do not feel they have made enough to protect people. and we need as much help as we can get there. It starts at 8:45, and that's the mobile home park conversion ordinance hearing. The second hearing will be the inclusionary housing ordinance. So that's tomorrow at the Planning Commission, Thursday at 8:45. I just wanted to let everybody out there know we have a lot of people that are very interested in that in our community, and I wish them well. I will not be able to attend, but I hope we have a good turnout there to speak on their behalf, because this will mean everything to the people here. It means whether they get to keep their homes or not. I think they thought that there were nearly 2,000 people housed in those mobile homes. We have some fairly substantial parts here, little ones and big ones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill?
I don't have anything.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Fern? Nothing else at this time. Item number five, then. Is there any public comment on the items for discussion? Hearing none brings us to review and approval of minutes. We have two tonight, first from December 12th and then from December 14th. Comment or questions from the board? Comment or questions from the public on this item? Hearing none?
I believe on the 12th, didn't I nominate you for president? And
yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. And then Barbara nominated me for vice president.
Yeah.
I believe that's correct.
It is.
I annotated my copy as well. The nominations were reversed.
Other than that minor change, I'll move to approve the minutes of the 12th and the 14th.
As corrected.
As corrected.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as corrected. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye on the 12th. I'm abstaining on the 14th.
Okay, it's unanimously approved for the 12th. Passes 4-0 with one abstention on the 14th. Brings us to item number six, reports. Tonight we have Commander Brian Haskell from the Sheriff's South Station. Welcome, Commander.
Evening, thank you. Brian Haskell, Commander, Sheriff's Department, South Station. Just a couple of items to bring up. We've been having some increased problems once again. It seems like a cyclic thing. Down at the park, what's commonly referred to as the duck pond, we have some transient issues that we're dealing with. I've increased patrol down there. We arrested one individual for being passed out on the grass who was intoxicated. We're hoping that increased patrol will kind of help us get that back under control again. The other issue is that we've had a rather large increase in vehicle burglaries in Oceano, primarily 25th Street, 22nd Street, where units working late at night, on the weekends, driving around the area trying to find these people who are doing this. It's happened the last couple of weekends, Friday, Saturday nights, in particular after midnight till around 6 or 7 in the morning. So hopefully we'll have a break here and we'll be able to catch them. A couple of things that didn't occur in Oceano but are South County related. We had a gang-related fight and stabbing last weekend on Ponderosa Place in the Pomo. That was very clearly gang-related. And we have one person in custody, and we're hoping to get two more in custody shortly on that one as well. And that's all I've got for this evening, if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Comment or questions from the board?
Okay.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the increased patrols and would ask our neighbors to watch out for their neighbor's house, and if they do see anything or hear anything suspicious in the night or any other time, to give you a call.
Yes, and call dispatch is the quickest at night, or if it's an emergency, obviously 911, but our sheriff's dispatch number is the quickest way to get somebody there after hours because the station's closed.
Right, and that number's in the front of the phone book, I believe, or...
Yes, or it's 781-4550.
781-4550.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Item 6B is a report of district department heads. Administrative assistant, Gina.
Just look very exciting. We mailed out the bills. This year we had less late notices that were mailed out the end of December. We did a lot of updates because there are quite a few changes. One of the things we've noticed is currently there are over 50 foreclosures in Oceano. That's the largest amount we've seen in years. We are getting ready to send out the door hangers this week with shutoffs next week. We only did one will serve letter and fire safety plan exemption letter. We did the routine reports for the utility department and the annual groundwater cessation report. We're doing a lot of training, trying to get everybody involved in accounts payable, tracks and developments, the everyday operation of the office, getting familiar with files. Takes a lot of time. We all agreed and want to take this opportunity once more to say we thoroughly enjoyed the hopefully first annual Christmas party, holiday party. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sounds like a pretty busy month, pretty much as usual. Okay, Phil?
I forgot where I was. Anyway, we're still having trouble with sand on the beach, sand in the sewer line down at the beach, and we're still working on that issue with the state park. We had one water line leak during the month. That turned out to be on the customer side of the meter, and a power failure during some of the heavy rains. We have some good news from Well 6. It is ready to go back online. The iron content is high, and we're looking at that closely with the engineer. Other jobs completed were moving the file boxes back from our rented storage units. And reports, Gina mentioned several. We also did a smog report for the Bureau of Automotive Repair. And we produced 63 acre feet of water during the month of December. That's really about all I have, unless anybody has questions.
Questions from other board members? The only comment I would have is I'm disappointed that the state parks were still waiting after all these months for the sand trap to be installed there on the Pier Avenue line. That's been very, very disappointing for all of us, I think.
We've been dealing with the state parks or that sand trap since the forming of the district, practically, haven't we?
I know.
We've had a problem down there with them and their sand ending in our sewer lines for quite a while. I mean, it's not just, hasn't been going on for 5 or 10 years. It's been...
Well, we occasionally find things in the sewer that, you know, we really don't know exactly where they come from. But, you know, this last issue of the sand trap, that's really something new, and it started out, it's a new regulation that we have to comply with.
Oh, okay.
And we have been working on it for several months.
I appreciate you keeping after it.
Yeah.
Okay, fire department report.
With Captain Bova and Captain Leathers, they painted the inside of the old fire station before we started allowing the water department to move stuff in. Kind of held them up a little bit, but I think it was well worth it. We were able to get that painted and clean it up a little bit. We had a blood drive on the 14th. From what I hear, turnout was about average. We had a decent amount of people show up for that, so we're pretty pleased with that. Santa Claus came into town on the 18th. It was pretty bad weather that night. We had a lot of people that usually come that just couldn't because of the weather, and so the numbers were a little low, but we did have a light turnout, and kids are pretty happy. They all got their little treats, little bags of treats that they get every year. And We did have Santa Claus out running around in the rain for a little while, so turned out well. And as far as calls for this year, we're up to 35 as of today, which is, we're moving at the beginning of the year pretty quick. So that was pretty much it. Did you guys have any questions for me?
Questions for Craig? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so please receive and file the reports. Is there any comment from the public on the reports? Okay, hearing none. Brings us to item number 7A, the Reserve Firefighter Program. This is consideration of the General Manager's recommendation to adopt Reserve Firefighter Operations Policy and a Pay Schedule, adoption of OCSD Resolution 2008, number 1. Patrick?
Mr. President, members of the board, for quite a while, district staff has been working with staff from Grover Beach and Aurora Grandy to develop a reserve firefighter program. What has resulted is an operating procedure. It's not a formal agreement between anybody, but Aurora Grandy and Grover Beach are now operating under these standard operating procedures. And basically, what we need to do to be able to participate is to increase our salaries that we pay our reserve firefighters, and also change our rank structure a little bit, because there's no pay in a new pay structure for fire captains. We have one reserve fire captain, and so we need to basically eliminate that position and make and have that person go back to be just a regular firefighter, not a firefighter. He would be a payroll. AG will have 36. Grover Beach will have 36. The scheduling and assignment of shifts will be done by a single person. Right now would be Battalion Chief Heath out of his Grover Beach office. So he would be able to utilize 36 people to fill all the shifts at all the fire stations. We still, right now, we're having some issues with some firefighters working a lot more hours than we'd, or reserve firefighters working a lot more hours than we'd like them to be working. So hopefully this would help alleviate that situation. It's not going to, I don't believe, from where we stand right now, it's not going to completely solve that problem for us this year. We're still going to have one or two firefighters, most likely, who will exceed their PERS limit and be required, and we'll have to include them in fire PERS. I'm looking at that. We'll try to make that not happen if possible, but I can't, right now, we can't guarantee anything. We just haven't had enough reserves who are able to work enough hours to do anything else. We have to have two guys on the fire engine, and so we've worked a couple of reserves longer than we would like. Another big advantage of this program is that we're going to have consolidated training for the reserves. We're going to have consolidated rank structure and then consolidated training, so that everybody is going to get the same training in all fire stations, same equipment training, same procedures training, same command and control training, so that everybody can work together at a fire, regardless of which station they're working at. Everybody will know what to do. It won't be like they have to learn our procedures, AG's procedures, and Grover Beach procedures. They're all going to be pretty much standardized. There's going to be rookie camp or training camp for the
basically the probationary firefighter academy.
Academy, okay, internal to the organization for a year, basically, at least a year, to get firefighter trainees up to a level where they'll be able to participate in actually fighting fires and manning the engines. Make sure I'm listening. The proposed positions our trainee firefighter, which is the entry-level position. Right now, we pay $7.50 an hour to our staff. The new proposed compensation is $10 per hour. All of these positions, 2 cents, and proposed compensation is $12 per hour. It's projected that this increase in pay will cost approximately $23,000 a year for the district. Since this proposal is only for the remainder of this fiscal year, I've had to add only $11,000 to the current budget to assess the impact, to figure out what the impact on the budget's going to be. But next year, it'll be the full $23,000. I haven't completed the mid-year review yet, but I did look at the fire department. There's an attachment to your staff report that shows basically we're projecting we're going to have about $770,000 in revenue this year, and we're going to spend about $707,000. So basically, we're going to have $62,000 or $63,000 more in revenue than in expenditures. Those expenditures include $12,000 for additional reserve compensation, $9,000 for additional dispatch costs because of the agreement that we're working on right now with the City of Grover Beach, $25,000 for the fire consolidation proposal that we have out there, which would basically pay for part of the two chiefs, the fire chief and the battalion chief, and then $25,000 in grant matching funds, which we're most likely not going to have grant matching funds. We're not going to get any grants, but we talked about the fire committee, and it's prudent for us to spend some money, at least $25,000, on equipment for the fire department this year. And so the fire department is working on coming up with some equipment that they'd like to purchase. So basically what we need to do to implement, and what staff's recommending that the board do to implement this new reserve firefighter program, is to amend the compensation plan for reserve firefighters by passing a resolution this evening if possible. I'd recommend that we make it retroactive to January the 1st, because we only pay our reserves once a month, and I don't think it would be fair to pay them lesser for the first half of the month than for the second half of the month. I think it would be more appropriate.
And one of those pay rates is less than minimum wage, which is
yes.
Probably not legal anyway.
Right.
Well, then we wouldn't be paying them that. We pay them the minimum wage, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that was my mistake. Right.
Point of clarification, please.
Yeah.
You stated that...
I believe that's correct. Do you know?
Yeah. Okay. As far as I know, I only know of one offhand that's really close, within, I think, 150 hours. Actually, today we had him sign up and get official that he's an employee of the City of Grover Beach. He's not going to be working any shifts here till July. And so that'll alleviate
that one.
I'm not sure who the other one is.
Do you remember the list? All right, we'll look at it.
But we could certainly request, I would think, that... the chief, or is he Chief Heath?
Chief Heath,
not assign XYZ people that we say are close to 1,000
right.
to our station.
Yes.
Okay.
That
uh-huh.
way, you know, I mean, you know, we're in the control of our own destiny on this.
Okay.
They haven't reached 1,000 hours yet. Let's not let that happen.
Okay.
They, you know, I'm not saying that they should be fired or terminated. They just need to work at one of the other stations and give us somebody that maybe is getting close over there.
Yeah, we actually today sat down with Chief Heath and showed our hours and everything, and he's well aware of the situation.
And so I would hope that we make sure on those hours by checking with admin or sending.
That's where we got him
yeah,
from.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. I should have known that you would have seen to that.
The only issue, I guess, is training. There's some question about the reserve training at night.
Yeah, well, we have reduced it from 4 drills to 2 drills a month, which okay. is going to help tremendously. And I believe that Chief Heath and Captain Bova have worked it out to where they'll still be able to do 10 drills and stay with under their 1,000-hour mark.
Okay, I think we need mm-hmm. to hold everybody to the 1,000 hours, or to the 999-hour.
As much as we can, given that we have... limited resources for our fire department. Everyone, I think, is aware, certainly all the board members are aware, but I think the general public, many of them may or may not know that the district has no general fund, as the cities that we are participating with in our the term that's been used, consolidated, but I think resource sharing is probably a more accurate characterization at this point, that our rates of pay that are obviously our neighbors are using in our with our fellow departments, and it seems to me that this gives us a solid basis to go forward. We have had in the past problems of people being trained up in our department only to leave immediately when they gained the qualifications to go somewhere else that paid more. So seeing that we're paying more on a par with the neighbor departments, I think is a good thing and should eliminate some of the problems that we've seen. So I'm happy to see this come forward. Any other comment from the boards?
Oh. We looked this over pretty well last night in our fire committee meeting, and both Barbara and I favor it. It's good for the community, and it's good for the firefighters.
Okay, is there public comment on this item? Hearing none, bring it back to the board. We have a motion.
Bill make the motion.
I'm going to let you, Barbara. I want to let you craft this one up really good.
What?
Go ahead.
No, what was that little comment?
Craft it. Bring it together.
Oh. That's not what I thought you said. Are we doing a resolution or a motion?
It's a resolution.
I think the motion would incorporate the adoption of the resolution.
Okay.
Motion
to adopt resolution 2008-01. I move that we accept resolution 2008-1 for the reserve firefighters program, which will increase the compensation to equal what we're paying in Aurora Grande and Gover Beach.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 2008-1, resolution of the Board of Directors of Oceana Community Services District adopting revised reserve firefighter classifications and amending the reserve firefighter compensation plan. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to continue the declaration of emergency for district sewer and water lines. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes.
Item number 8B, consideration of utility billing adjustments. These are recommendations by the general manager to approve utility billing adjustments under our old rule.
Old rules, right.
So,
Everything that comes in after the 29th of December will be under the new rules, but these both came in prior to that. We have two of them this evening. The first one, Brianno, was not a break. It was actually, he had a lock on the controller for his water system, and he was absent. He was out of town, or it's the vacant house, actually, and somebody tampered with it. And he ended up with a bill for $1,187 when his normal bill is around $250 or in that neighborhood. So I recommended that he put in for an adjustment because I think it's probably in the spirit of the ordinance that we would be able to provide relief to this gentleman. Basically, the amount of relief is $883 on a $1,187 invoice. He did correct it. He put the lock back on, and he's theoretically, technically told me that he's checking it now. The sprinklers were on basically all night for a month or more.
Is this the gentleman that had his water just shut off so that it wouldn't run while he was gone? He lived someplace else?
Not to my knowledge. Is it? Oh.
What was this man's name?
He said to turn it off.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
So since he isn't in Oceana all the time, maybe rather than the lock, he ought to maybe just turn his water off, because people will go steal your water if you're not around.
I can make that recommendation, huh? I think he wanted to water his lawn while he was gone. If he turns it off, he may lose his lawn, but I guess...
Maybe they have another type of security box they can put around a sprinkler manifold or head or whatever, too. Because if a lock was tampered with...
Time under the new policy. That would be my interpretation, but I'm not going to encourage that.
Okay, any other board discussion? Comment or questions from the public on this item? Hearing none. Do you want to take them both together or separately?
Separately,
all right.
I missed that. Are we going to do them both together?
No. What was wrong with the second person's? Why?
The second person is the same. If you recall, a month ago we had a situation where the touch read part of the meter was broken, and the actual meter itself kept turning, so that the read was clearly bad. And we went out and checked it, and we gave him relief because it was an equipment malfunction. That's what the second one is.
Okay.
How much do our water meters cost when we replace those?
I think about, I don't know, Phil, do you know?
What do you want to know how much it costs?
Yeah.
A water meter?
Uh-huh.
A touch read.
Well, a touch read costs around $100.
$100.
I would think if somebody's water bill was wrong because the touch read was broken, projecting ahead to our new system, right, then that wouldn't count if something else happened later because a broken meter is no way the customer's fault, right?
No, it isn't the customer's problem. Yeah. It isn't the customer's problem, and I would think the general manager would have that authorization to make the determination.
I think I'd have to go look at the policy, but I think under the policy I couldn't do that, but we could bring it to the board and the board could do it. I think the policy says what I can do, what the general manager can do.
But I just wanted to, while we were all talking about it right now, to say if something is broken and it's not the customer's fault, I wouldn't want to say, well, then you couldn't come back for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe Alex will correct me, but I think one of the nice things about our situation is that you can always make exceptions, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Right. So, you know, if the ordinance...
Not 100% on one way or the other on how I feel about this one, so I'm going to...
Which one?
Well, the first one we're working on, so I'm going to have somebody else to make.
All right, I'll make the motion on Brianna, is that their name?
Mm-hmm.
That we follow the general manager's... suggestion on the waiver, and at the same time be sure that we remind him that if it happens again, so sorry. Yeah.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the staff recommendation for the first billing adjustment, Brianna. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. For the second proposed billing adjustment, Rosales. We have a motion.
I move that we follow the general manager's recommendation that we grant this water adjustment.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we accept the staff recommendation for the utility billing adjustment, Rosales. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes.
Item number 9A is committee assignments. Confirmation of committee assignments proposed by President Hill. I have taken all the directors' requests for committees under advisement and proposed the assignments that are in the staff report. Not everyone was able to get every request, but I think I accommodated as many as I could equitably. So the proposals are that the Fire Committee be Director Mann and myself, the Finance Committee be myself and Director Mann, the Personnel Committee be Director Dean and myself, Water and Sewer Committee be Director Dahl, and Vice 3 would be Director Dean with alternate Vice President Bookout. Zone 3 Technical has been Phil Davis. The Water Resources Advisory Committee would be General Manager O'Reilly with alternate Phil Davis. Zone 1-1A would be Vice President Bookout with alternate Director Dahl. And the Fire Consolidation Meetings would be myself with alternate Vice President Bookout. So those are the proposed committee assignments. Comment or questions? Comment or questions from the public on this item? Hearing none. Is there a motion?
I move that we accept the president's assignments, committee assignments.
Okay, I will second the motion. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seems to pass unanimously. Thank you. Item number 10 is report of district representatives. I attended the Fire Oversight Committee on December 14th. We participated with Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande. They will recommend to their councils during upcoming meetings to be held shortly that Oceano Fire Department be integrated into the combined operation of Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande as the board has previously agreed, such that we would share a portion of the chief and training officers' responsibilities, and now we've committed to participate with the reserve program. So those items are still pending, I believe, approval by the city councils, and we would expect to have that on their agenda and to be approved by the city councils. Some of the other discussion was they're going to focus the grant process to try to achieve grants for the not beyond the matching funds that may be required for a grant, that there's also some fairly significant administrative costs regarded to reporting, and you're also limited in many cases to the types and manner of equipment that you can buy, which may not always be the exact equipment that is desired. So they're going to look at that and fine-tune the grant writing process to only target grants that will achieve more income to the departments after the accounting for the additional administrative costs, and not focus on so many of the small grants. That was pretty much it for the Fire Oversight Committee. The Sanitation District met on January 2nd, and we approved a couple of the budget items, digest the rebuild, and that nature. I did not attend the Fire Committee meeting last night, so I'll reserve that to Vice President Bookout and Director Mann.
The fire committee meeting was pretty much handled. Our big discussion last night was the firefighter rate increase. That was our main thing, and that was talked about tonight. Off highway vehicle in lieu of fees, we talked about that. There's a lot of competition out there for those fees. We're still hoping that we will get them from the county, but we do have competition.
Okay. Vern?
Okay. Oceano Advisory Council met on December 17th. We had one item under new business, and it was a revised tentative map for a piece of property that's in between Elm and where Christmas Tree Lane and Christmas Tree Place, kind of the corner there of the two. And it's early in the works, so that's why the county brought it to us, but it actually has not had a referral yet, an official referral to us from the county. And we looked at it, but we didn't have any comment to make on it, and we're going to wait until referral, till we actually receive the referral before we do anything, you know, make any kind of comments on it. We also had under old business, we had an update on the from Old Wands with the sign that'll be out in front of the parking lot. We got a little picture, had an artist's hand drawing of what the sign is going to look like. And that's moving forward on that. That was about it for the Oceano Advisory Council. The Airport Land Use Commission, we never received the agenda for it or any notice from them, so I went to the meeting only to find the room dark, no agendas outside, so I went over to the planning department to see if it had been moved or what had happened, and when I got there I found out that they had canceled the meeting, but we didn't get notification of it, so there's nothing beyond that to report on that item. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Pamela?
I have nothing to report.
Okay, Barbara?
Bill already took care of the fire committee, but I think congratulations are in order to Director Dahl. Aren't you the new chair of Oceano Advisory Commission?
Yes, thank you. That did happen.
Very good. That's an important piece of news. Thank you. Comment or questions from the public on the report? Okay, hearing none, move to item number 11A, general manager items for discussion. Patrick?
I have two things. We've scheduled a financial audit for fiscal year 06-07. It's going to begin on February the 25th, which is a Monday. They're going to do it in a week, and they're going to do it with only one visit. Typically, they'll come and do a compliance section of an audit before the year's over, and then they come back after the fiscal year's over to look at the actual numbers. They're going to do it all at the same time because we're delayed substantially. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to go really well. And then I just want to report that last Friday, when it rained so hard, Caltrans, one of their supervisors, came and asked us to pump the pond, the Povey Pond, and so we did. We pumped it again. Phil arranged with Aurora Grandy to have them deliver that big pump. What is that pump? How much?
I'd say we was pumping a couple thousand gallons a minute.
A minute, yeah. I thought it was around 1,500 gallons a month. And I don't know whether that was helpful or not, but the flooding was not as severe this time as it had been in previous rainstorms. Also, during that, did you report on the tree falling over the outfall?
No, I did not.
Yeah, during that really windy rainstorm, a huge pine tree, 3 feet in diameter, right?
Yeah.
Fell down across the blowout line from well number 8 over near the culvert where the water goes, drains off of the highway. And Phil's crew had it fixed within like 2 or 3 days. They cut the tree and repaired the line. So I just wanted to make the board aware of that. And that's all that I have.
Patrick, when you said they are coming to the audit, I don't remember the name of the auditor.
Moss Levy Hartsheim, okay, out of Santa Maria. They've actually audited here before.
First auditor.
Okay. A million years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago. Yeah. And they're very good. I've had them audit me at two different
Moss
places.
What?
Moss Levy, L-E-V-Y, and Hartsheim, H-A-R-T-Z-H-E-I-M, I think.
Thank you. I just didn't remember hearing who they were.
Yeah.
And what did Caltrans request?
They asked us to pump the pond.
That's okay. Yeah. Are they paying for it?
No.
I might add they were extremely grateful and thanked me for coming in and doing that. It didn't take long. I mean, it kind of quit raining just
yeah,
about
right
the time we got done pumping, really. Yeah.
So who is paying for that?
Pardon?
Who is paying for that?
We'll pay for it.
Out of what fund?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
Did we just borrow that, or do we have to pay for using their equipment?
I'm sure they'll charge us.
You know, we normally get a bill from
do we?
Use the equipment.
Yeah, we might have to look at forwarding a bill to Caltrans for that. Another issue with not having a general fund that.
Right.
But I'm glad we went ahead and pumped it to prevent the flooding of residents in Oceano. Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I was reluctant to do it because we'd done it, pumped it the previous rain, heavy rain. It didn't do a lot of good, but Phil thought we should, so I acquiesced to his suggestion.
Now, Caltrans told me that it drained a whole lot faster than it did last time.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that because I believe it facilitates getting our emergency vehicles through that intersection. I understand that the fire equipment is capable of going through that intersection even when it's flooded. However, there's an impediment to the speed that they can go through there. They obviously have to slow down to go through the additional water, and the rescue times south of that intersection are demonstrably impaired when that intersection floods. This has been a historic and continual problem in the community, and I would hope that the jurisdictions involved can get together and come up with a permanent solution to that eliminates the recurring flooding at that intersection. But I believe we do have some interest in alleviating as much of that problem as possible so that our fire and rescue equipment can get through that intersection in a timely manner and aid those people in need that are south of that intersection. Other board comment or questions for the general manager?
A couple more questions, but not to the general manager. The fire committee, the letter that Cacho received, did the fire committee talk about answering that?
The letter from Cacho?
Yeah, the letter that was sent to Cacho by other county agencies, and so
you're talking about the Cacho letter coming back to us.
The one we received that
from Cacho.
The copy we received of the letter that was sent to him. Yes.
No. It was a letter he sent to us. It included copies of stuff that was sent to him. So you're talking about the same letter.
Yeah, same one. Yeah.
We did ask the general manager to contact a gentleman that Cacho had mentioned on there for some further assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. That was all there was.
I think the fire committee will probably be following up more on that in the future. Other comment or questions from the board? Comment or questions from the public on the reports? Okay, hearing none. Item number 12, again, is board member items for discussion. This time, start with Vern.
No, I have nothing.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Pamela?
Nothing.
Dahl?
Nothing.
Yeah, looks like we've got not much discussion tonight. Item number 13, consideration of warrants.
I need to recuse myself on the Couch's $108 warrant.
Okay.
Or two smogs. Or one smog. Oh, smog, I guess it was. Two smogs.
I'll need to recuse myself on the Kirk and Seamus.
And we did pull one director warrant where they were overpaid by $50, and it has been replaced, and it will be reflected on the next register.
Okay, thank you. So I guess we'll probably take a motion to approve all of the warrants except the Couch and Kirk and Seamus warrant.
It'd be easier to just do the other two first, I think, and I'll go ahead and make that motion. Motion to pay the Couch's Chevron bill.
Okay, it's been moved to approve the Couch's Chevron bill. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And Barbara abstains.
Okay. Motion to pay the Kirk and Seamus bill.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to pay the Kirk and Seamus bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And
abstain.
Vice President Bookout is abstained.
Make a motion to pay the remaining warrants.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to pay the remainder of the warrants. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
Public comment on this.
We'll ask if there is any public comment on the warrants. Hearing none, is there any public comment in general? Again, hearing none. Item number 15 then is written communication. Patrick, is
again,
there
none.
Any written communication? That's pretty easy.
But I think we're going to have to work on our audience to get some audience participation.
Audience participation time. Okay. That brings us to the conclusion of the meeting this evening. We're adjourned.